some technical problem. Okay, so he start.
My talk is about morphosyntax of gender and their reflection in SAVML. And first, I want to give you an overview over the metalanguages on page one of your handout. The metalanguages are spoken in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. Traditionally, they are classified as a part of the southern branch of the Atlantic. But already since Dalby 1965, they are usually treated separately from the rest of the Atlantic. They show clear Niger-Congo traits. I think just as a working hypothesis, they should at the moment be treated as a primary branch of Niger-Congo. There's a basic division into northern and southern Mel. The Gula language of Liberia and Sierra Leone, I'm not sure whether this is really a Mel language. In many descriptions, it's considered not to be a part of Mel. Northern Mel, for example, consists of the large Tende language in Sierra Leone and some smaller Baga language, languages in Guinea. And I want to talk about the southern branch of Mel. There are the Bulong languages, for example, Bulong Tso, which is identical to the Mani language described by Childs. And the Wong Kim language, I will talk about the Krim dialect and Sherbro. And somewhat apart, we see the Kisi language. My work is embedded in the project headed by Tom Gildemann, Noun Classification Systems in Africa Between Gender and Nominated Engine, here at Humboldt University. And in my dissertation, I deal with the historical comparative reconstruction of the proto-male gender system. But in my present talk, I don't want to present the gender system itself. I want to deal with the quite complicated morphosyntactic structure of several SAVML languages. I will use the terminology of our project, already introduced by Tom and Ines. For example, I will, in my glosses, use Arabic numbers for agreement classes and capital letters for noun form classes. My data I have from Childs for Mani and Kisi, and for Kim and Sherbo I have data from Pichel, and for Sherbo also from Rogers. I have reviewed this data to a large extent, I, of course, quoted the authors in my glosses, but usually I changed the morpheme glosses according to my own interpretation. I dealt in my presentation with four SAVML languages, that is Mani, Krim, Sherbo, and Kisi. I now start with the Mani language on page 3 of the handout. For each language, I gave as an overview a table about agreement and noun form system in quite a shortened, way. For example, in Mani, it's striking that in agreement class 1, you sometimes have a zero prefix, and I will talk more about zero prefix concerning the other language, languages. The Mani language has adjectives, numerals, determiner, demonstratives, possessives, interdependent noun in the associative construction as agreement targets, and also pronouns. And the system is basically prefixing, described by Childs. There's also a kind of animate agreement described by Childs only for the plural using the marker R of agreement class 2. In all the languages I have dealt with, the classes 1 and 2 are for humans and sometimes also extended to all animates. Examples 1 and 2 show animate agreement in Mani. For example, in one, head noun is Tume without a prefix. I will talk about this later. And the determiner has morphological agreement with agreement class 4, CJ. But then there's animate agreement with the pronoun Na in agreement class 2, and also the predicative adjective Apot, also in agreement class 2. I will now switch to noun form marking. Noun forms are as well, just as agreement targets, marked by prefixes. And this is in Mani always the case on nouns without modifiers, as you can see in example 3. But in many cases, there isn't a prefix on the noun, only the bare noun stem is used, as you have already seen in example 1. Unfortunately, Childs doesn't give any specific rules for this absence of noun prefixes, but I saw many examples given by him, and from these examples one can conclude that first of all, the prefix is absent in if it's absent in noun phrases with modifiers, and it is present in noun phrases without modifiers. And the prefixes of the noun form classes A, I, and N are in most cases present, also in noun phrases with modifiers, but there are three noun form classes, D, C, and T. And in these noun form classes, it's usually the case that the prefix of the noun is absent if modifiers are present. And another issue is that in noun form class marked by U, which is associated with agreement class 1, there are the prefix is also absent in many cases, but in my opinion, this is much more due to attrition of the prefix. In the examples 4 to 6, you find cases with noun prefix being present. And but more interesting, on page 5 and 6, the examples from 7 with the noun prefix being absent. For example, in example 7, you have the noun diken, which is knife. And in 8, you have an extended noun phrase, ken, die Leuer, the sharp knife with agreement in agreement class 3, alliterative agreement. And with the noun form D, and the head noun ken has no prefix. The same, for example, in noun form class C, in example 9, in T, in examples 10 and 11. Okay, to sum up, for Mani, noun form and agreement for modifiers are marked by prefixes, it's a prefixing language. There's some phonological attrition in agreement class 1, and there's an absence of prefixes in extended noun phrases with modifiers, at least pronouns in the noun form classes D, C, and D. Now I continue with the Kim language, which is not so well described as Mani. In Kim, have a larger system of agreement classes, and there's no noun prefix in the agreement class in for nouns with the agreement classes 1 and also 5. For these agreement classes, you can only see the agreement in the case of the pronouns. Agreement targets are quite similar to Mani, and just as Mani, Krim seems to be a prefixing language. I have on page 8, example 12, an example for noun with an attributive adjective. Sogo, siten, siten, very small chickens, with a women prefix C. And here, again, you can see the noun has, no prefix. It's an extended noun phrase with modifiers, just as I described for Mani. Somewhat unclear possessive construction in 13 I will just skip. And I will continue with animate agreement in Krim. This is not explicitly mentioned by Pichel, but it is quite clear that union reference are in gender 1-2 with the associated reflection classes 0 and A. And animals with identified by Pichel are in gender 1 and 2A. 2A has an associated noun from class Seth, the same as you have already seen in Mali. And Seth is the plural agreement class for animals with adjectives, but for pronouns and predicatives is there's just the exponent of the plural human plural agreement class 2, so there's some kind of mixed agreement here. Noun form marking in Krim is somewhat unclear. I continue on page 9 of the handout. Pichel describes noun forms without any affix, noun forms with a prefix, and noun forms with both prefix and suffix, and noun forms with a suffix. And I have tried to disentangle this somewhat. I start the noun forms without affix described by Pichel. He says they are used if there is no stress on number. For example, in example 15, the noun park has no affix because, according to Pichel, it doesn't matter whether it's singular or plural. But here, in my opinion, in this case, there could also be a zero affix due to phonological attrition. In this case, the construction would not be affixless. And in 16, you have an example, war von der Pom. The noun Pom spirit is only is used together with the verb konta, and konta is only and the verb kont is only used together with Pom. So this could be a compound, which and compounds could be treated in a somewhat different way. So I'm not very sure about these noun forms without affix given by Pichel, but the next example on page 10, example 17, shows the construction of a numeral and also an adjective. I want to buy 3 very small chicken. And in my opinion, this is just this the same case I've already described for Mani, that there is agreement here on the adjective, which is reduplicated, and on the numeral, and the prefix is absent with the noun chicken. Okay, I continue with nouns with prefix. Pichel describes that the dependent noun in associative construction has a prefix. This can, for example, also be seen in Kisi. But otherwise, he doesn't say much about noun prefixes, so that I can't judge it very well. Nouns with suffix, in my opinion, should also be controversially discussed. Pichel admits himself that he is not able to give any rules for the use of noun class suffixes. In 20, I analyzed an example given by Fichel where the noun load has a suffix. And this is only analyzed as a class marker by Fichel. But it could also be there's another morph of a determiner in Grimm. The basic form of the determiner is Lä, and it has another morph Ä. And it could actually be a fusion of agreement marker associated with not any more visible determiner A. Considering this example somewhat speculative, but now you can see, for example, in on page 11 in 21 that indeed such constructions exist. For example, the noun hunting more with the unit exponent of class 8 more is followed by a determiner A, which has not merged with this agreement marker. And it cannot be excluded that this is actually the same construction you find in 20. So as for suffixes as noun form markers, I'm not sure whether they exist in Grimm. They could as well be a fusion of agreement markers with determining element. And as I can consider now, I would think that just as in Mani, also in Grimm, it's probably the case that noun form is marked by prefixes. The section with nouns with both prefix and suffix is just to your information. I can say similar things about this, and it's also somewhat controversial. I will skip it for now. And I will just sum up. As I can see in Grimm, page 12 I'm now, agreement exponents within the noun phrase are generally prefixes, and the other cases given by Pichel are somewhat doubtful. First of all, noun form suffixes are doubtful, and also a kind of circumfix described by Pichel consisting of a prefix and a suffix. And as for noun form marking, the prefix is absent in certain constructions. I don't have much information about it, but as the construction I introduced to you in example 17 on page 10, it can be seen that just as in Mani, there's an absence of the prefix in a noun phrase with a bare noun stem, followed by modifiers which show agreement by means of prefixes. Okay, that is just for Grimm, and I will continue now with the again closely related Cherbourg language. You first find a table of the agreement classes. There are zero markers for agreement class 1, for animals, and also for agreement class 5, same situation in Grimm. And in addition, there is also affixes form in agreement class 9, which has an exponent core with a pronoun. So with these three agreement classes, you can only distinguish considering the pronouns. Agreement targets. As for agreement targets, I don't have much information because the grammatical information given by Rogers is somewhat restricted. It's clear that adjectives, numerals, and possessives show prefixes. Agreement is also marked on the pronoun. There are examples in 24 and 25. In 24, a noun with possessive and attribute adjective. And in 25, a noun with a numeral. Here, in, for example, in 24, the noun is noun form is explicitly marked with N, and kind of alliterative agreement for the possessive with ma, and for the adjective with N. Animate agreement is more elaborate in Cherbourg than it is the case in Mani and Grimm. is not explicitly dealt with by Rogers, but what one can conclude from this information that generally animate nouns have agreement in the first two classes, one and two singular plural, in the plural with prefix R, as you can see in the examples 26 to 28. In the examples 26 and 27, you have a noun form with N and in 27 with V, but the agreement has a marker R for animate agreement. 28 is a somewhat more complicated example. First of all, the head noun bird has no prefix. Here again in an extended noun phrase, and then there's a merged marker sa, which can be analyzed as a marker c, and which is has an affiliation with the head noun bird, and the agreement is in class 2 marked by R. I analyzed this C tentatively as a noun form marker, which in my opinion has grammaticalized from a previous agreement marker. And indeed, as you could see from the Mani and Krim data, this C was clearly an agreement marker, at least on some modifiers, as for example the appropriative adjective. But here in Cherbourg, this is a different issue. Being a former agreement marker, it could have been, it could have grammaticalized to a synchronic noun form marker, and the agreement marker is the animate agreement marker R. But there's also an alternative possibility, just to consider this fusion of C and R as a new agreement marker SA, which, and in this case one would have to analyze a new one agreement class SA. This I will leave open. I turn to noun form marking on page 14 now. As for noun form marking, both prefixes and suffixes are used according to Rogers. I can clearly identify prefixes. The prefixes are often missing due to attrition, as I have already said about the agreement classes 1, 5, 1, 5, and 7. And as for suffixes, the interpretation whether suffixes are present depends on how you consider these suffixes, as I said about the previous example. Whether you say that there is a newly grammaticalized noun form marker, or whether this marker is still an agreement prefix, an agreement element. As for the presence of prefixes, I can say nouns of plural agreement always have a prefix N. Prefix E is also always hovered, but if I reinterpret Roger's quite complicated information, he uses somewhat early generative framework. It can be said about the noun form class exponents E, T, and C, the same noun form classes I described for Mani, that the nouns may be realized without these prefixes in extended noun form, in extended noun phrases, that is noun phrases with modifiers. And the nouns with noun form class C, semantically these are animals, have to be treated in a somewhat different way because of the animate agreement which I have already described. In the examples from 31 to 36, on page 14 and 15, you can see, for example, in 31, for for class, I think I made a mistake. This should be an Arabic number here. This should be considered agreement. The prefix of the noun is missing, and the dependent modifier has agreement with T. Same in 32. And 33, I give the same example as already given in 28. A similar case in 34 and 35 for the agreement for the exponent C. Quite interesting case is the exponent Li. I will present it now from the examples 37. First, a singular noun without modifier is the noun liken, knife, with as a noun form exponent li. If this noun is used with a modifier here across demonstrative, the noun form prefix is missing. And it could be actually analyzed as a suffix here. I'm not very sure about this interpretation. It could also be an agreement morpheme which is associated with proximal demonstrative. But the most interesting example examples are examples 39 and 40. In 39, you have a singular noun phrase with the head noun candy. Prefix is absent, and the exponent D is suffix, but in my opinion it's clearly an agreement morpheme associated with the following demonstrative, forming a phonological word with knife, or maybe it has to be interpreted as a prefix of the possessive or even as a detached marker. I'm not sure as for this issue. And in 40, you see that with a plural form, in candy, this singular marker D is still present. And for plural formation, simply a noun form exponent N is prefixed to the noun. And the new agreement is with agreement class 6 with matches. Which matches with the noun form N. Okay, I think as for the analysis, I have already said the most important thing. What is quite interesting are the noun phrases in example 41 and 42 on page 16 and 17. As I already said, I'm not quite sure. We go back to the example 40, how I should analyze all those exponents shown here. For example, Li here I analyze as a suffix noun form marker, and the following exponent ma I analyzed as an agreement exponent of agreement class 6. But an alternative view is also possible, that for example there's an agreement exponent, somewhat compound agreement exponent d ma, consisting at least diachronically of both morphemes. And this view is strengthened if you see example 42 on page 17. You have an example, you have an emphatic possessive pronoun which is preposed to the head noun. And here you see incorporated in this emphatic form both the marker Li and the marker Ma, which are, in my opinion, obviously agreement markers. And if you see the noun form, you have the noun form prefix N, and still you you have a noun form marker D or Li, which is here merged with a determiner. So I leave this question open. Maybe you have some suggestion about this complicated issue. Now, as my last language, I will deal with Kisi, which has the most complicated system. I first start with noun class exponents, and I say noun class exponents because concerning a number of them, I'm not quite sure whether I should associate them with the Dirichlet-Jenner or with the agreement system, or maybe even it doesn't make sense to use both of these terms and just to describe them in a different way. I'm not sure. I will talk about this now. As noun class exponents, you find so-called phrasal enclitics, you find class suffixes which indicate agreement of the following modifier. These suffixes are suffixed to the noun itself, not to the modifier. There are also agreement prefixes on numerals and predicative adjectives. There are noun prefixes, and agreement is also marked on pronouns and on demonstratives. It is, if you see typological overviews, it's usually described that Kisi is suffixing language which has grammaticalized from a prefixing system, for, as you can see, for example, also in Child's article from 1983, where he only talks about suffixes which have grammaticalized in a certain way. I will talk about this later. But indeed, Kisi also has prefixes. In the table on page 17, you just find an overview over the markers. I gave the phrasal and enclitic, I gave the subject pronoun, and the form. And I have to emphasize the form of the subject pronoun is identical to the class suffixes I will describe, and also to the agreement prefixes on numerals, and also to the noun prefixes. All these elements are formally identical, and the problematic issue in the description of Kisi by Childs is that he says in all cases that the pronoun itself is used, not a marker which just has an identical form with the pronoun. I also give the demonstratives in the table because they are of interest concerning the form of the phrasal enclitic. I'm sure that the phrasal enclitic evolved from former demonstratives. And I give the numerals. You can see those are just the numeral stems. And the numeral stems themselves in Kisi are already with some merger class specific, but the agreement is marked with additional prefixes, so there is a kind of double agreement with the numerals you will later see from an example. As for the semantics, you have the classes 1 and 2 for animals, and in present day Kisi there's no trace of animate agreement, and I'm not sure whether first possibility, there has never been animate agreement in Kisi, or whether diachronically there was animate agreement, and nowadays simply all animates are in agreement class 1-2. And actually the agreement class 1, as I could already find out, is a merger of at least three agreement classes. In Krim, you have the agreement classes 1, 5, and 9 with the pronouns war, home, and kor, which all have merged into the agreement class 1 in Kisi. So this gender 1 and 2 also contains many inanimates. The system in Kisi is quite transparent. you have a citation form with also which always has a phrase in Clitic. I will give an example later. And from this in citation form, you can always conclude the agreement and all information you need, noun for marking and agreement. And in 18, I gave an overview over the possible structures of the noun phrase, and I will introduce them to you now step by step. I start on the bottom of page 18 with simple noun phrases, which, as I've already told, consist of a noun with a phrasal enclitic. I must emphasize that this phrasal enclitic is described as a noun suffix by Childs, but as I could see, the domain of this element is not the noun itself, but it's a phrasal element which can also be added to modifiers. In 43 on page 19, I gave some examples. For example, the noun's name, name, in combination with basic phrasal enclitic ang, yields the form name and dam. And here, from all these examples, you can also see there's very much morphophonology in Kesey, which makes the analysis somewhat complicated. I continue now with constructions with modifiers, and in B, these modifiers are adjectives, possessives, and relative clauses. Again, you can see from the formula there, you have a phrase enclitic at the end of the noun phrase, which here is added to the modifier, but actually it's just at the end of the noun phrase. At the beginning, there's a noun, followed by a class suffix, then a modifier follows, maybe again a class suffix with the second modifier. The element I call class suffix is called just the class pronoun by Childs, as I've already said, but it can't be a pronoun because it is obviously an agreement marker. Whether it's there or not is dependent on the presence of a following modifier. But as due to morphophonological interactions, if this class suffix forms a phonological word with the preceding noun, it should be analyzed synchronically in Kesey as a suffix, but still functioning as an agreement morpheme as the following modifier. I can now argue that it was a formal prefix which was prefixed to the modifier, but this need not necessarily be. It can also be diachronically analyzed just as a detached morpheme between noun and the modifier, which marks agreement on the modifier. Okay, I give examples from 44, an example with an adjective, for example in 44. With the stem of the head noun name, without any prefix and the following suffix la, which marks agreement with the following adjective way, and in the, at the end, you find the phrase phrasal enclitic lam. In my gloss, I marked this with an Arabic number, but this didn't necessarily mean that I consider this to be agreement. I don't think that this is a noun form marker because in this case this is not anymore associated with a noun. But just to be an agreement marker, it should have some function, for example, like a determiner to be considered as an agreement marker. I'm not sure, and just preliminary, I marked it with the Arabic number. In 45, an example with a possessive, and in 46, an interesting example with a whole relative clause. There's again the noun suffix marking agreement, and in the end of at the end of the whole relative clause, you find the phrasal critic. In non-phrases with two modifiers, you find the agreement suffix first, suffix to the head noun, and second suffix to the first modifier. And at the end of the whole construction, there's the phrasal implicit. The associative construction I introduce in 20 is functions in a, actually in a similar way. But what is interesting that the dependent noun also has a class prefix, which in this case is clearly a noun form marker. It has no agreement function. The agreement marker is just a suffix of the head noun, and at the end of the whole construction, you find a phrasal enclitic. And now I turn to a different construction, a construction with a proximal demonstrative. The construction I have introduced so far are constructions with a phrasal enclitic, which is at the end of the noun phrase. In D, on page 20, you find the formula for a construction with a proximal demonstrative. Also, you can see this in the example 50. The head noun is followed by a phrasal enclitic, and then this whole construction is followed by a proximal demonstrative. So this looks like as I will say later about the phrasal enclitic that I consider it to have grammaticalized from a demonstrative. So here, this negative construction in a somewhat appositional way, with a noun phrase with a phrasal enclitic at the end, and then again as a kind of apposition, a proximal demonstrative. But in the construction with a distal demonstrative on the bottom of page 20, it is somewhat different. You find the noun followed by a class suffix marking agreement, and then followed by a distal demonstrative, and this construction doesn't have a phrasal marker. And this is one of my central arguments why I consider the phrasal enclitic to have grammaticalized from a demonstrative. But what is problematic in this construction with a distal demonstrative? You find examples in 51. Is that there's a kind of double agreement. The distal demonstrative itself is class specific, but then again there is an agreement marker preceding it. If one argues, one could also consider this this agreement marker not to mark agreement, but just to be a noun form marker. I just see there's a mistake in example 41. I just took over Scheid's interpretation here, one pro and three pro. You must write one suffix and three suffix also are simply mm-hmm. the Arabic numbers. It's not a pronoun. This is still Scheid's interpretation. I now turn to constructions with a numeral or quantity word. And interestingly, the class enclitic is the phrasal enclitic is optional in this construction, and the numeral shows class prefix. And there's also some kind of double agreement with nouns, as it the case with a distal demonstrative, because the noun stems themselves, as I have already said, as for the overview table, has a class-specific form. I have to go now a little faster, yes. In certain environments, they are noun prefixes, not the noun is marked by prefixes. And I present, for example, on page 22, to a negative construction. There, in the normal construction, the noun is marked by a phrasal enclitic. And in the negative construction, there is no phrasal enclitic, but a class prefix. And I will analyze now the phrasal enclitic. They are phrasal because they occur once in a noun phrase, and they follow noun stems or certain modifiers, and they don't co-occur with the reflectional noun prefixes I just introduced, for example, in the negative constructions and with disputed demonstratives. And in my opinion, these phrasal enclitics are grammaticalized from formal demonstratives. And I now turn to page 2023. I think I've already said everything about the other markers, and I should now switch to my conclusion concerning the proto-systems. I think there was a proto-Bulgarian language, because the three languages I have introduced to you are very closely related. And it seems that the proto-Bulgarian system was most probably somewhat like the Mani system, a prefixing system in noun form and agreement. And there was probably some kind of animate agreement in the proto-Bulgarian system. And I think there was also a prevalent absence of prefixes in its extended noun phrases, at least for prefixes of noun form classes D, D, and C, for which is evidence in both Mani and Cherbo. And if I add Kisi to this reconstruction, I have the system of proto-Southern Mel. I think the phrasal enclitics in Kisi are an innovation which sets Kisi apart from the related Bulom languages. And the prefix less noun forms also in Kisi may have been conditioned by following modifiers, an analogy to the absence of prefixes in the Bulom languages. And the form, together with the phrasal enclitic, probably originates the construction with the demonstrative, so also construction with the modifiers. So it can be easily explained why the former prefix is absent in this construction. And to sum up all this, there are two grammaticalization paths. I will now switch to page 25. First of all, there probably has been a morphosyntactic reanalysis of noun phrases with prefixless head noun in all Southern Mel and prefixless head noun following modifiers. The original construction was a noun without prefix, followed by a modifier with an agreement prefix. And this has been reanalyzed, for example, in Kisi as a noun with the following agreement suffix and just a modifier without marker. And this path has already been described by Hoffmann, which uses information from a kanji language, Dakakai. And the second agreement path is that already described by Greenberg, that from a former demonstrative article, which was part of the agreement system, a noun class marker has grammaticalized, which has not anymore the function of a demonstrative or article, but simply marks the noun form. Thank you very much.
Questions, comments, we have 7 minutes. about PC, about page 21. So we say noun prefix is your analyzed plus pronoun by chance, and don't follow with analysis. So I don't know why you can't do, can you explain why you analyze them as pronouns and why you don't follow?
I think we can hear, but on page 21, the construction with a numeral, you mean?
No, just say the reflection noun prefix is 1, 4, 2, 5. Say noun prefix is called last pronoun by a child. It's an article to not follow here. Yeah, so I just wondered why did he analyze them as pronouns and why you do not follow that? Okay.
For me, it's quite obvious the constructions I found. For example, as you can see on page 22 in example 45, that you really have a noun prefix in the case here of the negative construction, and also, this is also present in other constructions described by Childs. And this prefix is absent, for example, with a noun in citation form. I have no reason to give a different analysis to this, different from a noun prefix, but Childs simply analyzes this as a pronoun because it has the same form. I have no other explanation. Somewhat tricky issue.
The same form as the pronoun.
Yes, yeah. Exactly the same form. Also for the agreement suffixes, for those their reflection noun prefixes, for the agreement prefixes of the numerals, all the same form as the pronoun. And okay, I gave my analysis here, but I also find it somewhat tricky that, for example, you have in KC for agreement class 4, the marker la, which is cognate with the Boolean markers. Boolean markers T. And in Boolean you have the form T, and in KC you have the form La, possibly with an original form form Ta. And there's really the question why this is La and not, for example, Li. And I have so far no explanation for this.
Because for the post-post class in KDX in other languages, so you have the class marker and then you have determinant. So, and then between the noun and this final element, there can be other modifiers, etc. And so why not say that the proposed one in language PC is also the same thing, but something nothing can get between the noun. It's also determinant.
That's the pronoun, so reflection
and there is nothing, and there is nothing in between because they're all the modifiers are postposed.
You mean that the reflectional prefix
so
also comes from a determiner?
Yeah, yeah, following just Child's analysis, so it's just the same form as a pronoun because it's a determiner, so but there is nothing that follows between the determinant and the noun, so that's why it looks like tricky.
Yes, but the problem is why doesn't this determiner follow the head noun as this is usually the case because the language is fully head initial. For this I'm not sure. Then I would have to postulate that this article is preposed to the noun. It has then grammaticalized into a noun form marker. And I'm not sure whether this is a good explanation for this.
For me, Child's analysis is simply in contradiction with the very notion of pronoun, because simply according to this analysis, you would have the pronoun coreferent with the noun phrase in the middle of the same
right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also my opinion.
That's not conceivable. Simply.
These are not pronouns.
I don't know what is the correct analysis, but it cannot be Child's analysis.
It's not. No, I'm convinced. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, we are pushing our case. assuming these are just classifiers and the least marked elements are classifiers, everything of the structure falls out naturally. Namely, the pre-posed ones are the classifiers in certain contexts and are, and then all the post-posed stuff, these are classifiers with something else or...
You don't have to push it so far, you just have to consider that very often class markers, grammatical is from pronouns. According to the scenario, the pronoun is used to nominalize some modifier, and then it enters, or it's, where is Mark? It's Mark's scenario. Yes?
What is that again?
I think that it's quite convincing, and this, you don't have to go as far as the classifier stage to explain such formal coincidences. It's simply to consider the grammaticalization path. The pronoun is used to nominalize a modifier, and then the modifier enters the, the nominalized modifier, which started as an apposition, integrates the noun phrase, and it's in it.
Yes, but as for considering noun prefixes, I have the impression that this prefixed form of the, of the noun is the inherited one, which has not recently grammaticalized.
Just on 39. How does that path determiner work there? So you have, in 39 you have knife and then suffix for class 11, is that right?
Yes.
And then possessive for singular, and then determiner, and then the class marker on the pronoun, and then class on the verb. How does that F determiner, is that just is it restricted to these possession personal constructions or what?
No, it also occurs in other environments, and as I can see from Roger's information, there's a basic form le with some allomorphs, for example, in this case, eh. And this determiner does not show agreement. It's simply annexed in a critical way to the noun phrase in some ways. As I can see from the restricted information I have from Rogers, the agreement here is marked on the possessive, and the determiner is simply the following element, which itself shows no agreement.
Mm. And it,
but sometimes it does in 36, so that's right. You do have determiner forms which do show the thematic consonant of the expected class, right? Like in 36. And so the question would be, why is it not the one of class 11 in 39, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is some irregularity apparently
right.
with the determiners, right? So sometimes they do take up the thematic element of the class and sometimes they don't.
It was not thoroughly described, unfortunately, by Rogers, but in example 36, okay, I lost it as a noun form C suffix here, but you could be right as well. It could be an agreement element of the determiner.
It's a class specific determiner, right?
Mm-hmm.
For, yes, yes. I mean, it's messy apparently.
Yeah, thank you for this nice analysis. This brought me to the idea. What's about the loans? How are the loans are assembled in which class? It was for me it was the most astonishing fact when I came from Eastern Mantua that loans are not integrated in class 10 or so, but in class 1. And it could be also nice to have, and if possible from the data, is there a preferred class for integrated loans? In Ruhr, for me, class one, that is clear because this is the less marked loan class in Ruhr.
In Sabamel, this is quite clear for all four languages I've dealt with. There's a default class. For example, in Krim, this is the class Hong Ta. And in Cherbo, the gender Hong Ta. And the corresponding default gender in Cherbo is cognate. And in Mani, it's like that, that the whole agreement class for the singular has merged with the agreement class one. And so simply you have in Mani a gender water, but I think you can for Foto Bulong reconstruct the default gender holter. And in Kisi, it's like that you have the agreement class one, which is also for humans, all. For the singular, and in this singular agreement class, three former proto Sabamel classes have merged. This is agreement class one, more, then agreement class ho, the default class of proto Wulong, and also agreement class ko. So in Kisi, you clearly have the default gender one, two, or yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that we have a break, we should finish because we'll have time to discuss.
Lunch now, and we meet again.
Yes. Can we leave?
Yes, we will close the room.
Yes.
We should have a reception.
Yes.
There's no escape, you know. But as you know, there's only one
thing. There are two sides.
But as you know, there's only one thing.
Okay.
That's what I know.
Und dann
Ja, 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 ja,